Now, we're our usual astronomy slot and space, all things space, is our usual Tuesday slot with editor of Astronomy Ireland, David Moore. And David joins me on the line. David, a very good evening to you.
Thank you very much, Eugene.
Now, first of all, how has your week been?
Always hectic. We just put our February magazine into the post, so people just have that. Not today, tomorrow. I'll tell more about what's coming up. One of the big highlights is Mars is going to pass extremely close to the Moon. In fact, if you lived in Scotland on February 9th, you'd actually see, northern Scotland, you'd actually see the Moon pass in front of Mars. Something I don't think we see from Ireland until 2039. So we have to put up with it just being very close on February 9th. But that's next month. We'll deal with that.
Right. So that's that over Scotland. They'll see that.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
I have two brothers.
Northern part of Scotland.
Yeah, I have two brothers living.
I don't think Glasgow or Edinburgh will see it.
No, I have two brothers living north of that, so they might actually get to see it.
Ah.
Yeah. So
well, wish them clear skies.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, okay. So tomorrow, then we have astronomy for beginners. Remind our listeners about that one.
This is our big evening class starting tomorrow, running every Wednesday for 8 Wednesdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. A great event for the whole family. If you want to know more about astronomy, I mean, we'll cover the sun, the moon, the planet, life in the universe, the Big Bang, black holes, everything about all aspects of astronomy. For people who want to know a little bit more and get a bit of knowledge on every single subject, this is for them. They've been running for decades now, 20, 30 years, I think we've been running them, and thousands of people have taken the classes. By far the most popular astronomy classes in the country, and they're aimed at beginners. If you don't have any knowledge of science or math, don't worry. This class is very much to bring you up to speed without using math.
Okay, and you can register for that on astronomy.ie.
Absolutely, and everyone in the country is welcome to do so, even from abroad.
Okay, now. Tell me, David, how did last week's meeting up at headquarters go with you're looking at Mars and all of that?
Yeah, well, the sky events were clouded out. But people brought along their telescopes, and we were able to help them with those, either assemble them or how to show them how to use them. So we're actually planning to repeat the Mars watch in the next few weeks. We haven't set the date yet, but... for all of February, Mars is nearly as close as it was in January, and so the view won't be much different. We just want to make sure we have enough volunteers with large telescopes to bring along to show the public, and then we'll announce the dates both on our website, astronomy.ie, and also on our social media. You see the links to the X, Instagram, Facebook on astronomy.ie, and make sure you're following us on one of those anyway.
Absolutely.
So, everyone will be told when that comes up in February. I'm guessing 2 or 3 weeks' time.
Now, talk to me about the latest on the planet parade.
Yeah, now, this has been getting great traction across the internet, the planet parade. You can see all the planets except for Mercury in the next few weeks. So we were talking a few weeks ago about Venus passing close to Saturn. Mm-hmm. They're still fairly close over in the west. In fact, if it's clear now, you look in the south, the west, you'll see a brilliant star-like object, that's Venus, and just below it is a fairly bright star, which is actually the planet Saturn. So there's two. And then the other two naked-eye ones are Jupiter, that's very high up in the south, spotted out there through a break from the clouds, and over to its left, actually near the horizon, just coming up, is Mars. And Jupiter and Mars are at their brightest as well. They're brighter than all the stars in the sky, too. So we've got three super bright planets, Venus, Jupiter, Mars. Saturn, a bit dimmer, but still easy seen with the naked eye, just below Venus. And then the other two planets, Uranus, Neptune, you need a telescope to see them. But the good news is, and I think this is a world exclusive for the show, is that Uranus and Neptune will be passing near the Moon. So if you've got a pair of binoculars and use the diagrams in Astronomy Ireland magazine, you'll actually be able to see which little star, in quotes, next to the Moon is actually the planet Uranus, and which one is actually the planet Venus. So that would get you up to six, and you won't get Mercury, the last planet that you can see, until the end of February. when Saturn will be very low. So we're not sure people are going to be able to see all seven. So this planet parade is a bit tricky, but it's great fun going out, at least seeing the four bright ones, maybe seeing the two dim ones. And if you're lucky at the end of February, early March, you might see Mercury as well, which is estimated less than 1% of the world's population has ever seen the planet Mercury.
Right. And
Saturday, the moon gets close. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, continue.
Yeah, on Saturday, the moon gets close to Neptune. So you'll need binoculars in the diagram in the January Astronomy On magazine. And the next week, February the 5th, the moon is quite close to Uranus, which again you'll need binoculars for, and the diagram for that in the February magazine. So really, get people who get the magazine every month will have all those diagrams in time.
Okay, and just to highlight the Saturn, you said it was dimmer. People not to dismiss Saturn because it's 200 times dimmer, but still open to the naked eye, just below Venus, isn't that it?
Yeah, I was looking at it the other night, and it's the first magnitude star, so it's about as bright as the brightest stars you'll see overhead. It's just that with Venus 200 times brighter than above it, it sort of steals the show. And on Saturday night this week, if you look in the Astronomy On magazine, you'll see that the very thin crescent moon joins the pair. That'll be a beautiful sight, because you have the moon, Venus, and Saturn, all within the same binocular field of view, more or less. So you don't need binoculars, but binoculars have a small field of view, and that's how close they'll be. So that's definitely a highlight. Let's hope it's clear on Saturday night. You can photograph that with just your camera phone. So all we people send us in pictures to put in the next issue of Astronomy On magazine, even with their camera phone.
And if you never got to see anything else this month, that is the highlight of the month. That's the tin crescent moon joining the pair.
Because Venus is going to be bowing out of evening skies in a month's time when the moon comes around again. So it's very high up at the moment. I'm just looking out the window there. And next month, that won't be the case. So make the best of this. You know, Venus won't be in evening skies for the rest of this year after that. So, again, let's hope for clear skies on Saturday.
Right. And Jupiter, then, in the planet parade, it's just explain what happens there with Jupiter again. Just to tell us about that.
Yeah, well, about 9 o'clock, Venus will go down and set in the west. So you won't see it after 9. And then Jupiter takes over the evening sky. It's at least 10 times brighter than the brightest stars in the sky. So it dominates. It's very high up, so you can't miss it. And I don't think it sets till 5 a.m. or thereabouts. So it'll be up all night for most people. Extremely bright and very, very easy to see. And that's going to be on view for a few more months. So plenty of time to see Jupiter.
Okay. And then Mars, then, well to the left of Jupiter, and the second brightest object in the sky after Jupiter, isn't that right?
Yeah. So one of the four naked eye planets, and one of the three really bright ones that outshine all the stars in the sky. Saturn's about equal to the brightest stars. We've got four decent naked eye planets this week.
Now, David, you obviously want the people to send you nice photographs from these things, and you want them to send them in because you want to publish them. They're very important for you, for the website, for other people to see. You want people to send in photographs, so just tell them how to send them in if they get some decent photographs and they want to send them in.
Yeah, it's very easy. If you go to our website, astronomy.ie, you'll see under the contact details where to send your photographs. And we want to publish Irish photographs. The internet's ablaze with pictures taken from all around the world by expert photographers with fancy equipment. But Irish people with camera phones can do pretty good work. And, you know, that's what got me really, kept me interested in astronomy, was the fact that you can report what you see from Ireland. And, you know, it's real in that sometimes we're talking about things that we can't see from Ireland. So, for instance, we've got two eclipses of the sun and the moon coming in March. They won't be visible everywhere in the world, but we will see those from Ireland. And occasionally you get eclipses that are visible in other parts of the world that we won't see from Ireland. So the internet will be ablaze with eclipse talk, and we're not going to see anything. So we like to focus on the Irish angle to the whole thing. And, you know, your photograph, do post it on our social media as well, but definitely send it into the magazine, because the magazine is then archived in the national libraries of both Ireland and Great Britain. So they'll be there for all time. I mean, maybe this internet's just a passing fad in the last 50 years. Remember, the internet companies are privately owned. Probably nothing will happen to them. But if it did, all those lovely photographs we've all got would be gone. Whereas I think we can guarantee the National Library of Ireland will be around as long as the state is.
Now, David, anyone who wants to see the International Space Station, which has seven astronauts on board, as we said before, they're running out of time now, aren't they?
Yeah, in fact, it just flew over when we began at 5:44. But it'll fly over again at 7:21. And we post the times for this every afternoon on our social media. So, like I say, make sure you're following us there. And the 7:21 pass will be near Venus. So as you can see Venus now in the sky, it'll go down a bit over the next hour or so. But it'll still be high enough up to see. And depending on where you are in the country, it'll either pass above Venus, below Venus, or for some lucky few, right in front of Venus. So that's something you can easily photograph with your camera phone, because the space station probably won't be as bright as Venus when it passes it, but it can get pretty close in brightness. So that's quite a treat for this evening if you have clear skies.
Absolutely.
7:21.
Now, and then, David, it has to be said, for a euro or even less, about a euro a week, for people who are interested in astronomy, they can join up and get that magazine once a month. And as I said before on the show, I've read the magazine. The magazine is very simply laid out for people to, and very, very easy to understand.
Yeah, we wanted a beginner's magazine. You know, there are international ones for the experts. Our magazine is really for people that don't even have a telescope. Maybe they have a pair of binoculars. And even if you miss something and we get reports in from somewhere in Ireland, they'll be in the next issue of the magazine. So if you missed the moon near the planet on Saturday, well, somebody in the south, north of the country might see it, and we'll have the photograph in. And it's an Irish picture, so something we can all relate to. And we set the magazine up for people in Ireland who have an interest in astronomy, mostly done by volunteers. Of course, you have to pay the printer and the post office to deliver it, so we have to charge a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about it works about a euro a week, and for such a fascinating hobby, who can't afford that?
Absolutely.
Keep it as low cost as possible. And remember, the social media itself is free. So make sure you follow us there. And if you can afford that euro a week, join Astronomy Ireland. We want all 7 million people on this island to join the club, get the magazine. There's a weekly email that goes out to members as well to remind them of a bit more detail.
We'll have to leave it there, David. Tell your friends, we'll have to leave it there. David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland, thank you indeed, as always, for joining me on Kilkenny Today.